The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Just imagine your first day at CBC. For some of you, not that long ago, others of you, a little bit longer ago. But just imagine that on your very first day of classes here at CBC, you have Deacon Mike Murray here, who's going to be teaching you. You're a scared little freshman. And he says to you, guess what? I know someday you're going to be a martyr. You're going to give your life for Jesus Christ. Might be a little unsettled. You might, in fact, head down to Mr. Heat's office and say, can I get another teacher? I don't know about this guy. We aren't born saints. It is not the case that we immediately know how every, or the saints immediately know how every aspect of their life is going to turn out. Brother James Miller wound up in Guatemala doing what Christian brothers do all over the world. He taught and he sought to bring hope and opportunity to people that had none. He did. And simply for being a LaSallian brother and an educator, he was killed. The life of the boys in Guatemala, far different than our own. CBC was a military school, but CBC never lived in fear that the military, the American military, would come in and take CBC students and enlist them in the military. Landowners in this country don't have to worry that the government might just simply come and take your land, their land. And while we don't always do this as well as we should, there are ways in which we seek, as a country, provide for those in need. None of that was true in the Guatemala that James Miller lived in and worked in. None of that was true in the Guatemala that Brother Bill lived in and worked in. And there are many parts of the world where this type of oppression and crushing of opportunity is still part of everyday life. The question today is a simple one. Will you go where God leads? Will you do what God wants? Will you say yes to God's plan for you because you know in your heart that God loves you and will only lead you to something magnificent and tremendous? I do not want to minimize Blessed James Miller's death, but what he enjoys now is far more miraculous, wonderful, and outstanding than the suffering he experienced. The patron of my order, St. Dominic, said this when the brothers were really sad that he was dying. He said, I can do far more after I die than I can do in the world. And he founded an 800-plus-year-old order that's still strong in the world. God can do magnificent things with you. Let it.